Hi, my name is Yaeli, and I'll be reviewing the second edition of CSS Mastery by Andy Budd. So, first, who is the book for? The book states that it's for anybody with a basic knowledge of HTML and CSS and experts. I'd say it's more for the first case, but I'll expand on that later. There are lots of useful tips and tricks that I'm sure you'll use over and over, explained in the solid and easy-to-understand way. The fact that the examples can be seen online and that there are files that can be downloaded is great. It's a second edition. When I read the first edition, I was just starting to work with CSS, and CSS was still a bit of a mystery to me. I remember reading some things that I thought to be pure magic and that seemed very complicated, but now I realize they are used by any good CSS coder. So at the time, the book opened to those techniques and to the possibilities of what could be done with CSS. About content, the book covers subjects from the beginning to a more advanced level. It starts with the importance of semantic HTML, how to set good foundations. It takes a very brief look into microformats and HTML5 as well. Then it moves on to selectors with some more advanced than CSS3 ones, but it doesn't go very deep into that area, to be honest. It explains the box model, which is rather important, very well, Likert and elastic layouts, some more advanced techniques like sliding doors and even multiple backgrounds, which is quite refreshing, opacity and RGBA colors. There are some clever uses for the target pseudo class and attribute selectors, some WebKit proprietary code like gradients and reflections. It also explains how to style lists and navigation. I would have liked to see a larger section for definition lists because there's only a small section and it sounds a bit negative or even dismissive, and I don't think it makes them justice. There are some negative comments on CSS frameworks, which I frankly agree with. A good introduction to the IE6 layout issue, some common browser bugs and how to fix them, and how to work with graded browser support. Then on the examples, at certain points they can be a little repetitive, but there's an interesting discussion about website widths, a brief example of using jQuery, which is rather nice. So in conclusion, as someone who had already read the book, reading it again was good, as there are always things that you forget or that you weren't aware of, or even though my experience now is completely different than when I first read it, I can be a little more critical about it. If I could change something in the book, I think I changed the naming of CSS3. In the specs, it's always mentioned with no spaces, and in the book, it has a space between the second S and the number 3. I know it sounds nitpicky, but it's rather annoying for me for some reason. And it's actually not coherent throughout the book. Sometimes it doesn't have any space, but that's okay. Also, there are some mentions to browsers that are already dated, even though the book is fairly recent, like Safari 4 beta, which is already out of beta. But that's just something that happens in our industry. Things move too quickly, and I'm just being nitpicky again. So, have I learned anything from this second edition? I did learn a few things, but not much. I already use or know most of the techniques, but would someone starting to work with CSS learn anything from the book? Definitely yes. I used to always recommend the first edition whenever someone asked me for book recommendations, and I will keep recommending it with the second edition. It's a must-have.